to the Real Estate Scripts Podcast, the show that helps you know what to say when you're talking to buyers and sellers so that you can close more deals and earn more money. I'm Darren Tunstall, a real estate professional, coach, and number one best-selling author. Let's get into this. Before we begin today's episode, I want to clarify some important points. I am a licensed real estate agent, and my DRE number is 01853445. It's crucial to note that this podcast operates independently of my affiliation with Keller Williams Realty and any realtor associations. My primary goal with this podcast is to provide you, our listeners, with valuable information, insights, and practical tools. As a reminder, the purpose of Scripts and Dialogues is to come, learn, practice, and be prepared to fail forward. This is where we make mistakes and help each other out, but we're mostly interested in seeing how we can get better. First, we read through the script word for word, and then we go back and put it into our own natural tone, style, and phrasing. You won't know what to say until you go through the script. So, with that said, many people will say, "That's not how I sound," and I totally get it. That's not how you sound. But that is the reason why we practice every day, so that the script becomes you and in your own voice. So, read it word for word first, then go back and put it into your own natural tone, style, and phrasing, and I think it'll work out. This week, we're doing words and phrases. And what I mean by words and phrases is this comes from a book that I read called Exactly What to Say for Real Estate Agents. And I'm curious, has anybody seen that book by Phil M. Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, have not.
Yeah. So he has these phrases that he observed people use in their everyday language. And there are things like, "I'm not sure if it's for you," but the other ones are open-minded, like, "How open-minded are you?" Or, "What do you know? How would it feel?" Or, "How would you feel if?" "Just imagine." "When would be a good time?" "I'm guessing you haven't got around to." Simple swaps. So if you ever have a chance, go to YouTube, watch him, you know, describe some of these things. And he was just taking some of these very simple words and phrases. He calls them magic words that people use in their everyday language and incorporates that into real estate conversations.
What's his name again, please?
Phil M. Jones. I'll drop this into the chat session so that everybody can have this. But yeah, his name is Phil M. Jones. Great book, Exactly What to Say. And he has for multiple industries, but he has one specifically for real estate too. Anyways, so I took his words and phrases that he used into conversations. So this whole week, we're going to be practicing about 4 to 5 of these words and phrases per day. So today, for example, is words or phrases. What do you know? The other one is just imagine. Most people, if then. And the last one is a favor. And I'll go ahead and set this up. In this scenario, you utilize a variety of strategies, including words and phrases, to assist clients in preparing for the home buying process. The requirements are local market expertise, strong communication abilities, financial know-how, negotiation, and problem-solving skills. The intention is to encourage home buyers to take the necessary steps, such as getting pre-approved for a mortgage, to ensure they are prepared for the home buying process and increase their chances of finding their dream home in competitive market. So one thing that I want to say about these particular scripts as they surround words and phrases, they're not necessarily meant to flow from one word and phrase to the next word and phrase. Really, the intention is to just practice the word and phrase, even though that I set it up that this is more or less about helping buyers understand the buying process and going through the loan thing. I'd really like to specifically focus more on the word and phrase itself. So, for example, the first one, what do you know? And here's the question. It's just mid-sentence somewhere you're having a conversation. So Jim, tell me, what do you know about the home buying process? Have you bought a home before? And then we stop and we listen to the person respond. And then when we move on to the next one, we announce it, okay, word and phrase, just imagine. And then you read through the next one. Just imagine what your dream home. So we're practicing these different ways of getting people to think about the conversation that you're having. So you can either choose to use this particular script and practice it exactly how it is, knowing that they don't necessarily flow from one topic to the next topic. Or you're welcome to change it up and say, hey, it's a great day today. What do you know about the weather? Like that, something like that. But it's the purpose of practicing this. And it's a fun exercise. It can get a little crazy sometimes. especially if you're going to go off script, it gets a little wild. So I'd like to do that. So I highly suggest following the script and then going back and just getting a little crazy with it. Does that sound good to everybody?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay. Emily,
Just me?
just me and you.
Okay. And Carolyn
Yes.
listening?
Karen's listening today. Yeah.
Okay.
She's actually doing something cool right now.
What's she doing?
Passing out
Skydiving?
flyers, skydiving. Nah, she's just out doing some lead
I'm just
generation
passing out
stuff.
flyers.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
All right.
perfect.
So, word or phrase, what do you know? So, Darren, what do you know about the home buying process? Have you bought a home before?
I have, and the only thing that I can tell you is I think I got to get a loan, and I think I got to go out and look for some houses and then get the keys.
Right. There's a little bit more in that, but we'll go through it step by step.
Okay.
So, word or phrase, just imagine. So, just imagine, Darren, walking into your dream home. It's spacious, it's perfect for your family, and you feel happy and comfortable there. In order to make that a reality, we need to make sure you're prepared. So, one important step in getting pre-approved is getting pre-approved for a mortgage. It can save you time and help you avoid disappointment later on because you want to be ready. Would you want me to connect you with a lender who can help you get pre-approved?
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
Me
Let's do that.
too. Okay,
Perfect.
word or phrase, most people. So, Darren, most people find that getting pre-approved for a mortgage is an important step before they start looking at homes. It can help you understand what you can afford comfortably and give you an edge over the other buyers in a competitive market such as today. Have you considered getting pre-approved yet?
I have not until this very moment, so I appreciate you bringing it up and would love to start that process.
Let's do it. Word or
Okay.
phrase, if then. So, Darren, if you want to be a serious contender in the housing market, then getting a pre-approval for a mortgage is a must. It's one of the first things that sellers will look for when evaluating offers. If you're not sure where to start, I can recommend a few trusted lenders that I work with who can help you. Would you like their contact information?
Yes, please send it over.
You got it. Word or phrase, a favor. Darren, I have a favor to ask. I want to make sure you have the best possible experience finding your dream home. One important step is getting pre-approved for a mortgage. It can save you time and prevent disappointment down the line. How open are you to taking the first step and talking to a lender about getting pre-approved?
I'm pretty open to it. Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. Let's do it.
All right. Good job, Emily. Very simple,
Yay.
right?
Pretty simple.
Yeah, I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna, we'll do it. I'm gonna go and then we'll put it on our own words. And I think I'm gonna bring everybody back for a little group session just to kind of go completely off script and come up with some crazy stuff to see what everybody does.
Okay.
Sounds a little fun. All right, so let's go ahead and try this out. Where are we at? Okay, we're going to start out word and phrase. What do you know? Hey, Emily. So just I'm curious, what do you know about the home buying process? Have you bought a home before?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. All right, word and phrase. Just imagine. Emily, just imagine walking into your dream home. It's spacious, it's perfect for your family, and you feel happy and comfortable there. In order to make that a reality, we need to make sure you are prepared. One important step is getting pre-approved for a mortgage. It can save you time and help avoid disappointment later on. Would you like me to contact you? Would you like me to connect you with a lender who can help you get pre-approved?
Sure, that sounds great.
Perfect. I'll send that on over. Word and phrase, most people. You know, Emily, most people find that getting pre-approved for a mortgage is an important step before they start looking at homes. It can help you understand what you can afford and give you an edge over other buyers in a competitive market. Have you considered getting pre-approved yet?
I didn't know I had to.
Yeah, it's a very important step, so I suggest that we move forward in that direction. Word and phrase, if then. Emily, if you want to be a serious contender in the housing market, then getting pre-approved for a mortgage is a must. It's one of the first things that sellers will look for when evaluating offers. And if you're not sure where to start, I can recommend a few trusted lenders who can help. Would you like their contact information?
Absolutely.
Word or phrase, a favor. I have a favor to ask, Emily. I want to make sure you have the best possible experience finding your dream home. One important step is getting pre-approved for a mortgage. It can save you time and prevent disappointment down the line. How open are you to take the first step and talk to a lender about getting pre-approved?
Okay, that's I'm open to that.
You're open to that? Perfect. So I'll get those over to you ASAP. Love it. Okay. Now, let's have a little crazy time between me and you, and then we'll bring the
Okay.
group back together. Or unless, well, go ahead.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
So, Darren, what do you know about skydiving? Have you done it before?
I know nothing about it, and I have not done it, and I will not ever do
Okay.
it. That's awesome.
Okay. So, Darren, just imagine walking on to your private island. It's spacious. It's perfect for your family. You can leave them there and go do other stuff, and they're stuck there. But one important step to buying an island is getting pre-approved so you can qualify to buy that island. Because usually they start a little over $1 million. Do you want me to connect you with a lender who can help you get pre-approved?
Yeah, I think buying an island is something high up on my priority list these days. So let's do
All right.
it.
So, Darren, most people find that skydiving is an important step before they get married. It can help you understand the trials that you go through after getting married. Have you considered skydiving before you get married?
I have not, but if it's an important step, then you know what? Let's take the plunge.
Literally.
Literally.
Right. Darren, if you want to be a serious contender in the traveling circus, then training is super important and you should talk to a trainer first. Other circus performers will be evaluating you and how good you are. I can re recommend a few circus trainers before you get started. Would you like their contact information?
I would like that, but just make sure that they only speak flea because this is the flea circus.
You got it.
Okay, thank you.
So I have a favor to ask you, Darren. I want to make sure that you have the best possible experience in car racing. One important step is getting your driver's license first. It can save you time and disappointment because they won't let you drive without a license. How open are you to taking the first step and talking to a driving instructor first?
Oh, I'm totally open to it. Yeah. Because if I'm going to be going at speeds of 200 miles an hour around this track, I feel like I need some
Some
advice.
lessons. Yeah,
Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was great, Emily. Awesome. That was really good. What's up, Frida? How you doing?
I can't find you. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can
Hi.
hear you.
I couldn't find my little thing. I was trying to unmute, but then I was like, oh, I'm unmuted.
Oh yeah, you're already unmuted.
I'm fine.
Awesome. So do you have the script in front of you today?
I was trying to find the week.
Week 19. Week 19. Today is Tuesday. It's called How to Prepare Home Buyers for Success. So Emily and I were just kind of having a little bit of fun.
I heard.
So why don't you go through this particular word and phrase just per the script? Like I was explaining in the very beginning, these don't necessarily flow from one word and phrase to the next word and phrase, but try it out per the script, and then I'll bring everybody back in a minute here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a conversation. It's like five different conversations.
I see. Okay. So, what do you know about the home buying process, Emily? Have you bought a home before?
No, I have nothing, no nothing.
Oh, wow. Just imagine walking into your dream home. It's spacious, it's perfect for your family, and you feel happy and comfortable there. In order to make that a reality, we need to make sure you're prepared. So, one important step is getting pre-approved for a mortgage. It can save you time and help you avoid disappointment later on. Would you like me to connect you with a lender who can help you get pre-approved?
That's probably a good idea, yes.
Okay. Most people find that getting pre-approved for a mortgage is an important step before they start looking at homes. It can help you understand what you can afford and give you an edge over other buyers in a competitive market. Have you considered getting pre-approved yet?
Yeah, I just don't know how to do it.
Okay. So if you want to be a serious contender in the housing market, then getting pre-approved for a mortgage is a must. It's one of those first things that sellers will look for when evaluating offers. If you're not sure where to start, I can recommend a few trusted lenders who can help. Would you like their contact information?
Sure, yeah, that'd be helpful.
Okay, well, I have a favor to ask. I want to make sure you have the best possible experience finding your dream home. One important step is getting pre-approved for a mortgage. It can save you time and prevent disappointment down the line. How open are you to take the first step to talk to a lender about getting pre-approved?
Yeah, if that's what I have to do first, I can do that.
Okay. I thought I heard you talking about a circus or something.
So I'm gonna have you do it again, but this time announce the word and phrase, but don't I mean it could be about real estate, but you don't necessarily have to.
Oh,
So
okay.
just use that word and phrase just a way of fun, and then I'm gonna bring everybody back in a minute here. So
Okay.
go ahead and do it and just have a little bit of fun with it and be creative.
Just imagine walking down the beach with your feet in the sand and feeling just carefree on your own property and being able to invite people over to enjoy this wonderful experience with you.
Sounds great.
Okay, something like that.
Something like that. Yep.
Perfect.
Oh, okay. Just anything, not going back
Anything.
to
It doesn't
lending.
have to even be real estate. Like she was talking about circuses and buying islands and things like that.
Okay. Most people are not aware that shopping online is an amazing experience. You can avoid trying on clothes at the stores and Just try them on at home, and if you don't like them, you can return them. How does that sound to you?
That sounds great. Then I'd never have to leave my house again. But then I wouldn't need clothes.
Oh, well, now.
Okay.
Only when you invited people over.
New clothes. I meant new clothes. I mean, I'm still wearing clothes, but I wouldn't need new ones. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare anybody.
Okay. That
If
was funny. Good job.
then,
Oh, my goodness.
if you want to seriously consider learning how to play the piano, then you might want to consider taking some piano lessons to get really good at, playing those keys. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. My mom tried to teach me and she just got so frustrated because I was, could only do one song.
Ah, okay. And a favor. I have a favor to ask.
Sure.
I want to make and
Hang on,
let's
Frida.
see.
So I brought everybody back. So we're gonna have a little bit of fun with this. We have about 5 minutes left. So here's the deal. We're gonna start with Emily because she's the first one in my box to the left. All right. So we're gonna start with Emily. We're gonna move to Frida. Then we're gonna go to Shannon, Jim, then Stephanie, then Yuri, and then if we have time to go around the horn again, we're gonna start, go back to Emily. And Carolyn's listening in today. So announce the word and phrase and have a little fun of it. It doesn't have to be about real estate. Get creative. The whole point is to practice these words and phrases and just incorporate them into the way that you talk and just have fun. Some of them get really wild. So, is there any questions about that? About how to do that? All right, Emily, get us started when you're ready.
Okay, Frida, just imagine going deep into the dark waters in a cage and you're surrounded by man-eating sharks. In order to make that a reality, we need to make sure you're prepared. So, one important step is getting a shark-proof tank and getting all your scuba gear ready. And probably you need some lessons on scuba diving and how to breathe through a tank. How open are you to getting down into the deep waters with man-eating sharks?
Oh,
I
well,
don't
there's
think
the
I can
answer
do
right
that.
there. You go. So, and let's not try to repeat them one after another, but Frida, when you're ready, pick
Oh,
one,
excuse
announce
me, because I
it.
lost the script. And come back.
Oh, that's right. We'll have you do most people.
Okay, what week are we on again?
We're on week 19. So start
So it's
out.
Wednesday?
So start out. Yep. And we'll just
That's
have you
Tuesday.
talk to Shannon. Today is Tuesday.
Okay. Shannon.
Yes,
Where's Shannon? Oh,
me.
most people who are introverts don't like to spend all of their day being bombarded with people asking thousands and thousands of questions. But if you, as you are in a job that requires that, practice would probably be a good idea. How open are you to going to the beach with me on the 4th of July and getting around people who you're normally not around to expose yourself to a lot of people all at once?
I would be open to that.
Awesome.
Perfect. That's great. All right, Shannon, you're going to talk to Jim and just announce which one you're saying and when you're ready.
Okay, I'm gonna a favor. Jim, I have a favor to ask.
Oh, sure.
I was researching your neighborhood, and I was just wondering if you would like me to send you some market updates.
Well, I think that might be nice. Thank you.
Awesome. If you can do me another favor and let me have your email address and your phone number, and I'll keep you up to date on the market.
Sounds good. Blah, 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 blah.
Nice. Very good. Just
No.
like that. All right, Jim, when you're ready, you're going to talk to Stephanie. Announce it first.
If then. So, Stephanie, if you truly do want to do that triathlon, then you're going to have to train really hard and prepare seriously. I can help you do that. Are you ready to get started?
How serious are we talking? Yes, I guess I'm ready.
All right. Serious enough to finish.
Yes.
She's already running on the beach, so she got started early. All right, Stephanie, just pick one, announce it, and you're talking to Yuri.
Okay, I was going to do an if then as well, but you kind of stole my thing. I was going to say an Olympic contender. But
Hey.
hold on, let me think real quick. I'm going to do if then. Okay. If you want to be a member of the PTA in this neighborhood and at our school district, then making friends with every single mom is a must. I can help you introduce you to everyone, but it's going to be like running a marathon. Are you still open to me helping you become one of the best PTA members that we've ever seen?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Let's go meet the moms. Let's
Can't wait to see that. That's awesome.
go.
All right, Yudi, you're the last one on the list. Pick a word and phrase, and you're talking to Emily.
Poor phrase. Okay. Emily, right? Emily, if you want to be serious about playing soccer, then you gotta practice every day from 7 in the morning to 1 p.m. You'll have to change your diet habits. You gotta stop drinking alcohol, and you gotta commit to that rigid program. How does that feels like for you?
That sounds great. I'm ready.
If you're sure, then let's start. I can recommend you a diet routine and exercise routine. Would you
There you
like
go.
to provide you that information?
Yes, that'd be great.
Great. Let's do it then.
There you go. Perfect. Yep. And the first thing she has to eliminate is that alcohol because we know how Emily gets.
She's confusing me with Debbie, I think. I don't know.
Look, the purpose of these are, I mean, I hope that you can see how some of these might fit into the way that we speak here and there. They're just fun little exercises to incorporate into our daily language. And I think you all did a fantastic job. Continue on with it. It's 9 o'clock. So hope you had fun with that.
Thank you, Darren.
You're welcome.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Okay, see ya. All right, so that's the script. I hope that you found it useful. Just head over to realestatescriptspractice.com for more resources and downloads. This podcast is for the purpose of education only, and it does not make any guarantees. We suggest you seek out the help of your broker, coach, mentor, CPA, or attorney. Brought to you by Darren Tunstall, California DRE number 01853445.